Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
Tom, Google Rat King, that'll interest you.
It's nightmarish.
Oh, God! Oh, no, that's also fucked. I don't want...
No, no rats.
Welcome to Pitch Please.
Dick and balls.
Yammer. Dick and balls. My name's Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
I've got to turn you down, Alex, but hello.
I'm joined also by developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
I'm going to turn you up. Hi.
I'm also
turn you
joined
on.
By Thomas the Ideas Engine.
Hello. My ears aren't bleeding from how loud I have you right now, so I also need to boost you.
I'm sorry about the dick and balls. We're not going to do over, though. We're just sticking with it.
It's not for you to apologise. It's for me to apologise, and I won't.
Well, there we go.
Dick and balls.
Wow.
All right, fantastic. So I've got something that I want to share.
We're going straight into it.
I'm just excited about this one.
No foreplay.
Straight in, dick and balls.
Hey, what up? Dick and balls.
Do you ever get those ideas where you just like, not necessarily a game like for Pitch Please or whatever, but just where you have an idea you want to write down, and you're like, oh, I'll just write this down. I'll note it down quickly. It's going to take 30 seconds. And then it just keeps snowballing and you realize you've been writing it for like an hour or something.
No, I'm not that dedicated to anything.
Well, I did that. And
wait, was this during a COVID dream?
No, but it was full on during work hours.
So you spent an hour not working. Noted.
Yeah. However, I came out
with... This is feeling like work.
2 pages. Wow.
2 pages? In what format is this written? Is this bullet points? Is this 2 pages
there
of just block text?
There are multiple sections of bullet points.
How long do I have to be here for? I've got shit to do.
Look, we're gonna get through it quickly because a lot of it is, I think it's been done before. The whole thing might be shit, but I was so excited when I finished
the
it.
The tagline of this show.
It's probably been done before, yeah.
I am so ready for someone to... that you finish reading, after 30 minutes, you finish reading this 2 pages. And then Chris just says, oh, have you ever heard of Planetary Annihilation? It's that.
I did that to myself.
And then you just hear a gun. All right, so I'm going to give you the first line, the elevator pitch, right? Single line.
Okay.
All right.
Come in.
Timberborn, but with European folklore. Visual style.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Crossed with Armello.
All right, so immediately...
That's not a pitch. That's just listing 4 games.
European folklore isn't a game.
It's a great one, actually.
Okay. I'll lay you off there.
But we just dive straight in with this game, but it's a different time period.
Yeah, right, it's not... Okay, but it's not really that. That was just like how I was trying to sell it if it was in an elevator.
No, there were 2 more games as well, admittedly. But all right, well, let's jump into the amazing and exciting world of European folklore, shall we?
So I'm going to read you the first section, okay? A settler-style town builder, right? We're all familiar with those.
Okay? Another one.
However, you are a colony of moles, right? You've been pushed out from the underground, from your molish kingdom, by some vicious badgers who are looking to wipe you out. They're eliminating moles because that's what badgers do. They're bastards, right? They just kill everything.
Yeah,
everyone knows what badgers are like. Right. So
we've all been on the wrong end of a badger before.
You've been exiled. You've been that famous saying, bad day with a badger.
Awful day.
Mushroom. Sorry.
All right. So anyway, you've been exiled by badgers. Okay.
Yep.
As moles, you are now outside in the wilderness. You arrive on the edge of a gigantic magical forest. And in order to survive, you must use its resources and face its dangers. Okay? So
okay.
There are multiple phases of gameplay. To begin...
Four of them?
You have to establish your town using resources from outside the forest. Okay? You have a certain amount of time to do this. X time. Mm-hmm. As the creatures
are there four X's?
So the badgers are going to be preparing to launch another attack. They found you. They're coming. Uh-huh. You have a certain amount of time before this is going to happen. Okay.
Right.
So
right, yeah.
Once you've launched this attack, you have to be ready to defend, basically. So mm-hmm. the whole point of this phase is to encourage like certain kinds of buildings, like focusing on high damage output and defense, maybe over thriving as a community.
Okay, so building walls and turrets. I am lost and scared. Can you give me another reference point?
I can give you one. Kingdoms and castles.
Okay, I was going to say they are billions.
This game sounds like, but with moles.
Yeah, they are billions, actually. Could be a bit like that.
Yeah, they are billions. Okay. There are billions of badges.
Right, that's the title of the game.
It's just called, well, the title of the game is the word badger, but repeated a billion times.
Okay, so that's one phase. Okay, then also, once you've gathered enough resources, you're able to send a scout into the forest. Okay, the forest mm-hmm. is bountiful, but dangerous. And the purpose of the scout is to discover information that can be used by other kinds of units. So
explore and exploit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're exploring this whole new world that you have no idea about. Moles don't go into forests, let alone magical forests. Okay. So there are multiple mm-hmm. things in this forest you can do. You can mark locations for outposts.
So you can expand.
You can expand. You can mark sites for undiscovered creatures, which can be studied for scientific.
That you can exterminate?
Yeah, sure. If you want it.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down here?
What? Destruction? Just killing everything?
The 4X. Expand, okay, right, exploit.
And then you can mark resources to be used and mined and used to exploit, you might say.
Ooh.
And
he is picking it up.
You can mark potential areas for new communities to actually create new areas, right? But the overall idea of the forest is that it doesn't want you to be there, okay? So the forest is dangerous.
The forest itself.
It's actively doesn't want you to be like there. Like around every corner is some kind of danger. But anyway, that's the basic idea. You are on the edge of a forest. On one side, you've got badgers coming for you. And on the other, like the best way to escape from them is to go into the forest. But
that's
dangerous
as fuck.
The forest doesn't want anything in it. It wants, you know, it doesn't want people coming in.
Or moles.
Anyway, that's the basic idea.
Aren't moles famously subterranean?
Yeah,
but you've been exiled. You can't go underground anymore. The badgers will come for you. Right. Yeah.
Badgers.
I mean, they don't have to be badgers. It can be something else.
Is their eyesight good?
Moles, no.
Maybe
no,
that's why there's a fog of war, because they can't see shit. So you have to go and explore to uncover
like
the fog of war.
The scout had like a 1 in 100 chance that there was a mole born with good vision.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that could be part of, like, that could be a research thing, right? Maybe you have mole scientists.
Maybe that's the first
research.
That's the first magic they
upgrade moles.
So what we've got here is that we've got genocidal badgers and eugenics-based moles. Perfect.
And also a forest that hates you.
Yeah, but basically the idea is that, like, you, in order to thrive and to survive properly, you have to be able to go into this forest and explore it. And mm-hmm. It's very dangerous.
Are you under constant attack from the badgers? So your outpost that's on the edge of the forest is constantly being attacked. So you're managing not only defense but also exploration. Is that the idea?
So in my head, at least, it can be whatever, you know, but my thought was you have a certain amount of time until the badgers attack. Like, it'll be waves, or it'll be or maybe it's like like in X weeks or X days there's going to be a wave of an attack, and so you have to try and build up this community and build up defenses whilst also deciding how many scouts or how many resources to want to put into exploring the forest, because that could give me more, like give me more things I can then use for defense in the city or research or whatever.
Would your like base, as it were, eventually move to within the forest, or is that just going to forever get better? Is it always a case of going into the forest and bringing resources out, or are you trying to go deeper into the forest?
So that was another idea I had, which was, which is what the phases come down to, is that like once you've managed to successfully defend, I don't know whether this is cyclical or whether it's just linear, but I thought it could be kind of cool if you then have to survive, like the moles have to survive winter. So the only way to do that is to, or some other thing, basically, the only way to do that is to go into the forest. So you have to survive, you have to create another town or another community in the forest. So you're getting pushed deeper into there, basically. And maybe it's a case of like, you only need to create a temporary structure or base to survive there during the winter, and then you can come back out to your main town or something. I don't know how this would work, but I like that idea of like eventually you're gonna have to go in there, you're gonna have to take you all your people in there for a certain amount of time.
How do you win? Is it just survive 90 days and then you win, Grant? Or are you trying to reclaim a chunk of land? Or
do you eventually go and attack the badgers?
Yeah.
Like, you get good enough to mount
a
response.
You fight the badgers, but I don't know whether it's like, whether it has like an end goal, or whether it's kind of like a city skyline style thing where it's just, hey, I'm just building stuff and I am just trying to constantly maintain this balance between needs, or whether it is like a Civ style thing where you're like, you know, you have an end goal.
How are you imagining this in your head looking? Is it like RimWorld? Is it like Age of Empires?
In my head, it looks like Armello.
Star?
Do you know Armello?
That's the only Armello reference I didn't get.
That's the only one I did
Armello
get.
Armello is kind of like Root. Have you played Root?
No.
No? Armello is kind of like a significantly small scale... Civ, I guess, where you're a hero of a particular breed of animal, from rabbit and bunny person to fox and wolf and rat. And you're traveling the land trying to, I guess, overthrow the mad king in the center by gaining heroic points or gold or whatever else.
Yeah. No, I don't mean hex-based. I just mean visually, kind of like a top-down. You know, you have units that you're moving around, but not necessarily hex-based.
Like oversized units. So, like, I think that's how Armello is. You've got characters that
are
bigger.
Yeah, they are giant on the map. Yeah. But I mean, I'm just imagining they are billions. And I'm going to be honest, I'm struggling to separate they are billions, but with animals in my head.
they are badgers. That's
they are. They're badgers. Because I mean, they are billions. Is you start as two or three different units with one headquarters building, and then you build homes, you build walls, you build turrets, and then every certain amount of days, a wave of zombies or whatever they are come and attack you. And as you progress, you realize, I need more defenses, I need more people, I need more gold. So you expand your borders out after scouting the land, looking for resources, or you find some resources in the distance. You're like, well, I need to expand my base to go all the way up there. So you clear out that land, you build an outpost there, you defend it. Obviously, you're going to need more people to keep up with the resource cost and down with the gold cost and all of this stuff. And it is, I mean, it's a wave-based expand, explore, exploit, exterminate. And the game ends when you eliminate the main base in the top right corner of the map or whatever it is. What's this, if not they are badgers?
Well, I mean, like, maybe that is, maybe the kind of the base gameplay is very similar to They Are Billions. But it's like, I suppose in my head, what I really like the idea of is that division between the outside world and then having to go into the forest, which is completely different visually and in terms of like features that are in there as well. Like, I feel like having like this clear division between a town builder kind of thing, almost kind of like just quite a relaxing town builder on the edge of the forest.
Oh, well, relaxing, except there is the ever looming presence and threat of the badger uprising.
Yeah. Or maybe it doesn't even need badges. I don't know. Like, is that just the kind of the original setup? You've been exiled or whatever. You're on the edge of a forest and you don't need to worry about the defense. But I think like what I really liked about it is you are on the edge of this forest and you have to go into this dangerous place in order to progress and to research and to grow. But by doing that, that is naturally going to be a threat. It's going to be difficult to do. And at some point, there's some kind of external pressure that is forcing you to do that. You need to be able to go in. Almost like Timberborn, I guess, where you know, you have the looming presence of winter coming.
Is this somehow kind of like turn-based, or is it just like you just free form, you just go for it? And there's X, like you said X time, but is there like you've got a number of spaces that you can explore or a number of actions that you can take? Or is it just, I'm just going to go for it?
It could be. Like, I hadn't imagined it as turn-based. I'd imagined it as just like a countdown time. Like, you know, you have so many days before this event happens and time passes, you know, an hour every second or whatever.
I can't help but get like classic, like Command and Conquer or Age of Empires kind of vibes where you just go, hey, go over there and explore that, and then you'll come back to them later. Right. I don't know how much am I focusing on this scout character versus how much I'm focusing on the base itself.
The scout thing, like, I really like, I want it to feel like a real, like when you first send the scout out into the forest, it feels like a whole new experience of you just have this one guy or this group of, you know, like if it's the equivalent of a Civ Scout or whatever, going out into this whole new world and you're exploring loads of, like, that should be a really big part of the game. Almost like, have you played a board game called Above and Below? I think we've played it, Tom, before.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
So kind of like that, which is, that's like as a board game, it's like a deck builder, isn't it? You basically build a town. But then in order to get money to purchase new buildings and things, you can have the option to send your people into the underground below. And whenever you do...
Yeah, and that plays out like a text adventure kind of thing in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And you have different interesting events happen and stuff. So I suppose that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to tap into.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love the balls in a pitch, the Peter Molyneux-esque balls to say, I want this to be a brand new experience. Like, no one has ever seen. When the scout goes into the forest, people are going to lose their fucking minds. Don't know how.
Hey, look, reach for the sky.
It's a magic forest. It's
we'll
pretty.
Figure it out.
Well, yeah, it's up to you guys. That's up to you fucking nerds to figure out. I mean, yeah, I guess a city builder at its core on the very top end, but you're reliant on sending things into this dangerous forest. I guess the danger is in a city builder, you know, you spend X amount of turns or X amount of time building a scout. They go into the forest and die immediately.
Mm.
Is the rest of the game just wait for the next scout to be born so you can send them out? Like, how boring is it if stuff just goes wrong very quickly? When they go into the forest or however that plays out, and then you're just like, well,
you just have to kind of like wait around for it until you can spawn another
I'm just
scout
waiting for another scout.
Yeah.
Or do you get, I don't know, do you get four scouts instead? And you go, all right, pick four directions, off you go, and then deal with that. Do you always have to have one scout? Could be more.
I mean, you could totally have more, like, but I suppose is that part of the decision that you're making? Like, do I put resources into making scouts? Or do I put resources into building my town up?
Yeah, but also, like, how reliant are you in the construction and development of your city? How reliant are you on the scouts? And if you send just one scout out, for example, and they just get nothing, then you're just like, I guess I can't build the town hall and I can't, as a result, my people are unhappy and as a result, there's a riot and as a result, my game is lost. Because Scout got like a 10%
Yeah. if you didn't send a scout into the forest at all, if you just were like, I'm never going to do anything, I'm never going to touch the forest, then you're basically, it's kind of almost the equivalent of staying in the first age in civilization, where you're just,
right,
you're
okay,
just kind of sitting there, but not doing anything, like not progressing.
I was just looking at how many, they're called pups, how many pups moles have when,
yeah,
between 2 and 5.
Okay.
My favorite part of this is this whole, you know, all these moles working together to build cities, and the first line is, moles are solitary creatures. Coming together only to mate.
Oh. Okay.
Moles avoid each other
at any cost.
And males fight fiercely if they meet.
So, does it say anything in there about moles and badger relations?
I'll keep reading. They're the best of friends. Often seen moles riding on the back of badgers.
I mean, badgers are fucking brutal. They attack anything. They'll attack people. My auntie had a terrier that went down a badger hole and never came out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Oh my God. Hang on,
what if he just chose to join the badgers? You're shooting the worst here.
Yeah. The stripes, yeah.
They took him in.
Sorry, Tom.
Although, in this game, a army of badgers led by a feral terrier would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Like, just badgers that have been raised by one very angry, small, vindictive dog.
It's an absolute bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine. Anyway, what was the Eastern folklore element of this? Is there some kind of story about badgers and moles?
No, I suppose I'm just thinking of kind of like a magical forest with, you know, like treants and fairies and goblins and dryads
and stuff
like that in there, like maybe some trolls, or I guess like almost kind of Tolkien-esque, or the kind of thing you might expect to find in a forest.
So even as a solitary, extremely solitary and very blind mole, you're up against elves and fire giants and...
That's why you need everything you can get.
Mythical creations that are significantly stronger than you.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's against you. It's hard, Chris.
I'm just here with a badger update.
Yeah.
Badgers, one, can gallop between 16 and 19 miles an hour.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
Coyotes sometimes eat badgers, and vice versa was the part of that sentence that I really liked.
Oh my God.
American badgers and coyotes have been seen hunting together in a cooperative fashion.
Oh.
So right, they team up with other animals.
This has given us ideas, right? So you've been able to team up with other things?
They do move in herds. No, they use things called sets.
Oh, okay. So you don't have waves of badgers. You have every
sets.
10 days
groups
another
of
set.
Badgers led by a coyote.
Yeah. Or even like as the game progresses, like you're thinking, oh, these badgers are fucking brutal. The speed they're moving is much faster than I expected. But trust me, do your research. It's not game breaking.
Well,
it's thematically
different types
true.
Of badger. As in, like, we have the European badger, which is the one probably we're all thinking of. There's like the American badger.
The honey badger is the big one, right?
The honey badger, they go for your testicles.
Well, that's like the like end game sets or end game waves is all honey badgers.
It's all honey
badgers. They'll fuck you up. But like somewhere in the middle, you've got some coyotes as well.
Yeah, sure.
They could join the army.
Like mercenaries.
Yeah, and they're slightly faster, and they're like the quick and nippy ones that you have to wipe out quickly before they get in. Well, actually, saying that, how fast does a coyote move at this point? I mean, want to have an entire podcast of animal facts.
I'm going to find out.
How fast does a mole move? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, good point.
Over ground or underground?
Wombling free.
I mean, over. At this point, it's over.
Mole maximum speed. That's what I'm Googling.
It's got to be.
He travels at 40 mole miles per hour.
So the
what's
maximum
a mole mile?
Speed of a mole is 4 miles per hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It all looks of great. Their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like it you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, okay.
I mean, so if the badgers so, are chasing like a, them, then
it's like a
yeah.
swift. It's like a swift
a quarter
walking.
Speed.
Yeah. But the moles have
but,
strength
I mean, for
in numbers.
Their scale, that's quite, you know, for the size of them.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, nippy.
I mean, you're going to have to make some really fucking strong alliances, though, as a mole.
Maybe that's what's
to
in
stand
the forest.
A chance.
Maybe that's one of the things you need to do because it doesn't all need to be. So I suppose when I mean the forest is like against you or doesn't want you there. I suppose I just mean like it's a dangerous, unknown place. There are lots of things that will attack you, but there are also lots of like straight, like in that game, like in the Above and Below we played, you know, sometimes you will come across things that can be potential allies that might even come back with you to camp.
Okay.
It's all about that kind of going out on an adventure and having like a new experience each time.
I'm just, why would anything join you? I'm not trying to shit on the mole or anything, but you're one mole and yeah. you find some ancient, like, I don't know, hippogriff or something. And you're like, please, I know I'm on my own. I attacked and killed all of my male friends. Where have you gone? I can't see shit. Follow me. I am going to try to go as fast as I can. And it takes you like 7 days to get home. The hippogriff's not going to bother.
Can the mole mount the hippogriff?
I will say there is a sentence in here for the coyotes, one that says, coyotes may be picky over the prey they target. Animals such as shrews, moles, and brown rats do not occur in their diet.
Okay, so coyotes, right, not in the army.
This has to be a fantasy world.
Yeah,
obviously.
It has to
because
be, yeah.
Moles are building towns together. But
I feel
more
like
mostly
that's the
because
first conceit you need to get over, the fact that moles can build anything.
Moles can build and they're working together. And I feel like anyone playing the game is like, well, coyotes have come to eat me. No.
I'm not going to say we're going to attract any mole experts, okay?
But, no.
But that's fine. Like, we don't need the mole experts.
The reason we have moles is just for a reason to have fog of war. That's the only reason.
I mean, maybe they're not mole. What if they were badgers instead? And now we actually have something that's kind of cool. The moles are coming after them.
And the moles are rising up out of the ground, literally.
I guess you could have, like, the units that you recruit start from the standard, the European badger. And it's just this apparently incredibly fast badger that can do just a little bit of damage. But as you progress through the game, you suddenly unlock honey badgers and you're like, oh, fuck, I've won. I've basically won the game.
Maybe to try and get off the animal topics and back onto the game. It's like,
well,
there's something...
No, hang on. We need to get a strong theme in here that is rooted in fact.
It's got to be factual. I mean, how can we have moles build anything and it be... Anyway, right. Look, the thing that I find quite interesting is this idea that you need to move your town into the forest. We haven't really talked around that too much. It's like, can you kind of use the forest to trap the badgers? And like, you're saying that the forest is inhospitable. You're trying to get the forest on your side. The badgers are still going to try and attack your town. Can you like, oh, if I set up my city, my little town in this area of the forest, I know that there's the hippogriff, as we've already discussed, who will come out and protect us. You know, it's like, do we need to... I don't know where this is going. I like the idea of moving into the forest. And then there's like a cost to do that. There's like a risk to do that because you might open yourself up to further attack. you need to make those relationships with the forest folk.
I think that's it. Yeah, like making those relationships with the forest in terms of whether they're friendly or non-friendly, whether it's like safe or dangerous, whether you can make alliances or, you know, or enemies, like just encountering and exploring the world of the forest and tapping its resources in a way that helps you grow and thrive as a community. I think that could be really cool. Like, I really love the idea of just like, maybe if there is somewhere that you can befriend certain things, like there are certain intelligent creatures in there and there are others that are just like, you know, trolls that don't even speak and they're just aggressive on sight, but you might get dryads who actually you can converse with and you can trade with or learn from.
And that's where it becomes interesting to me, is like the trading idea, the idea that like, okay, to win over this mythical fae creature, you need to offer them something. So yeah, you go and explore another part of the forest and you find the wampa fruit or whatever, and then you give it to the thing and you start making these connections that you can then bring the strategy into. It's like, okay, we've got a pretty good relationship here, let's move in, but they're not very good at fighting, so they're not going to bolster our town much.
Yeah.
But maybe there's environmental factors as well. You'd be like, oh, it's up on a cliff face, so we can like defend that a bit better.
I kind of like the idea of just the roving sort of town thing. I think there's a particular race you can play in Endless Legend where they don't ever... which is a 4X Civ-like game in a fantasy world, and it's incredible. Mm-hmm. In there's no moles. They're like the roving caravan class, and you put the city down, and at any point you can just pack up your city and move it across the map if you want. And it's really cool, because if you suddenly find a load of resources further away from your main capital, you're just like, well, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to pick up and move over there.
Right.
And it's great. You've now got access to these things. But maybe... I mean, I'm kind of imagining FTL in a sense in that overworld map where you pick a point and you can see the Federation slowly sweeping across the map. And if they catch up to you, you have a very difficult fight and you have to break away from that. Mm-hmm. Maybe something like that where you, to avoid the wave of badgers or whatever the fuck they are now, you can just pick up your entire city or settlement or whatever and just pick a new place to go to. And you can see, like, it's got this resources here, and you're like, ah, fuck, I've got all these buildings that rely on these resources. It's going to be really difficult to land there and, you know, have this city be as powerful as it was. But if I go there, I now have access to these resources so I can build new buildings. And I guess over time, you start constructing bigger and better buildings that have different resource costs and whatever else, until eventually you make a final stand at the end of the map where you've got this mega city with all these allies that you've made through all the stories as you dot across the map to then fight the badger wave at the end. And every time you unfurl your settlement, you then place the buildings again in some grid-like fashion and try and make your city as effective as you can in every place you land in. That could be kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's just what animals are in there, because if this is not rooted in fact, I'm not playing it.
I really like that idea, wait, because that's the thing. I was struggling with two things about it, and the first thing was like, I didn't really know. I really liked the idea of you having to move, basically go into the forest at some point, but then not actually having to, like, just leaving the town. It's like, what do you do with it? So do you have to go back to it, or is that shit if you just leave it and then come back to it later? So it makes way more sense that you are like traveling and you're able to just pack and unpack. Then also, because it was like a building focused kind of game, in my head I was always worried about it being like having a definitive ending. But I guess that's fine, right? Like,
I think it's in the same way as like they are billions, lets you place buildings. It's not a city builder. Like, maybe you have adjacency bonuses and whatever else that makes the city run better, but it's not a city builder. It's all strategic. You know, you're placing things for a purpose and for a reason, and to boost your resources, boost your economy, whatever else. And if it looks pretty, great. If it doesn't, so be it. It's serving a purpose.
Yeah.
But maybe in the time when you land in a place and you have to then place all your buildings again or whatever else, you can send scouts out to try and spot future places for you to land at. And if you don't, if for whatever reason you're like, fuck, I've completely run out of time, I haven't been able to send anyone out, then you just wander blind into the forest.
Yeah.
And you just have to deal with whatever place you land at.
Mm.
You're just like, oh, I either got really lucky or really unlucky with this place I've got. Or some story event happens. It's like, because you didn't scout this, you didn't know the dangers ahead of you, you've lost like 50% of your population trying to get to this place or whatever. And it's just, fuck, I'm on a massive back foot here. Maybe I can recover, maybe I can't. And you retry.
That feels really good to me. Feels like it's brought
together.
I'm a
little worried. I feel like there's a lot of games we've done recently. Like, since we've avoided the deck building and since we broke out of XCOM, I've realized the new theme. And it is that you start at one point and you can pick multiple different paths to go down until you get to the end. Like, most games that we've done in the last few months have had that.
And presumably the forest is, you know, procedurally generated or randomized in some way. So
100%.
You know, it's, yeah.
Maybe the combat is done over a entire planet in an XCOM style and you're actually mechs.
And you've got a series of cards that you can draw for your combat and you collect those cards throughout the
But what if
forest?
It had cards though?
All right,
just real quick. Chris, what if it did? But oh, come on.
What were you going to say? You thought you were going to say something.
I laughed a minute ago, and Tom, I think Tom noticed, because when I laugh, Tom starts laughing. I'm
easily influenced.
How long did you speak for? Because I heard none of it, because I was reading about moles and toxins that they have in their saliva.
Hang on. Since the last time you spoke?
No.
That was like 15 minutes ago.
I have been down
I do not want to admit.
He's been in a mole hole. Wrong animal. God. Wrong animal, but I have been down a rabbit hole of information.
Don't make a hole. Mountain out of a molehill.
What mole facts have you learned?
Well, is this Chris's mole facts section?
Let's go to Chris's mole corner.
Hi, Alex. Welcome to my mole hole. They have toxin in their saliva, which paralyzes earthworms, which means they can store them living. And what I really liked is that they can construct underground larders, so they can build...
Underground.
Holy underground.
Shit.
Yeah. Underground. okay.
So what I was thinking is, what if the building... there are two ways you could look at it. Do you know when you go into... have you ever played Rollercoaster Tycoon 2?
Yeah,
where you build paths
specifically
on the ground,
to
right? you get that sort of see-through ground layer, and then you can see the underground. If the building was like that, that could be interesting. Or if the building was kind of Fallout shelter-ish, where you are constructing rooms that have purposes, like a barracks, and maybe there's like a breeding room.
Okay.
It's a eugenics lab.
Come in to my breeding room.
I was going to make a really bad joke, but I'm not going to.
It's all right, we can cut it.
No, Alex.
I'll absolutely cut it.
Or something like that. But then the thing is, with the underground view, if you're going into the forest and you've got the underground view, maybe
it was a good idea to cut that joke, by the way. That was horrible.
Yeah. Horribly insensitive. If maybe because you can choose to travel underground, but it's slower, right? So you can choose to burrow through the forest, or you can go above ground, but there are obviously predators around there as well, right? But when you're underground, you can obviously, you have a fog of war, but you might end up in like a burrow, which is like a rabbit in, and that could be bad for you, or some sort of rabbit trade community you've bumped into, and you can now trade resources.
What's the rabbit to mole relations?
I'll get back to you. All right. Carry on with your chat.
He's gone back into mole corner.
Yeah, I like the idea of progressing forward either underground or above ground. Because again,
you should have to do both, but there should be an advantage and disadvantage to both, right? So below ground, slow, and you're blind essentially. Above ground, faster,
but you're still blind
because
you're a mole.
Okay. Imagine you're not, but there are predators. Maybe you can burrow down, but you have no way back now, so you just always have to come up So your roots sort of stay and you build like a network. That's what I would suggest. That's after me ignoring everything anyone says because I was reading about moles.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky because it kind of fit with the current idea.
So these moles, they're like wearing clothes, right?
Why?
I mean, they have to anthropomorphize.
Are they more mole-like or are they more like...
Hands mole man.
Are they? Because when you said Armello, I'm like, they're animals dressed up.
I guess in my head, they probably are dressed up, actually. They don't have to be, but that could be another element to it, you know, having so like mechanics.
Wearing glasses. It's fine. You know, like otherwise, what do their buildings look? If they're like real moles, their buildings just look like giant turds, basically, is what they have. That's to. If you true, want like yeah. fancy buildings.
What animal was it in Timberborn? Was it beavers?
It's beavers, yeah, in Timberborn.
Man, that is such a good animal.
The moles you got any beaver the facts, Chris?
You don't want to know about my beaver facts, James.
I can believe a massive wooden settlement built by beavers.
Yeah, because moles, wood is a construction material.
Yeah, exactly. Moles, fuck moles.
And beavers,
on our record,
thing they're known fuck for moles. Is building.
Exactly. Like what's a mole bringing to the table?
But that's the thing.
If
moles
I bought
are
this game, I would sabotage
worm.
Every run just so I can, you know, be happy with the wow.
just have the moles murdered.
Massacre but of the moles.
I feel like that could be kind of a good element of it, is that they are a bit shit and they are a bit useless and they don't work together very well. So that could be part of it, is that suddenly they're forced together. And that's another thing that you have to deal with.
Sorry, I've just found a table of comparisons between rabbits and not just moles, but rodents in general.
Right,
and,
okay.
Rodents do have a baculum and rabbits don't have a baculum.
What's a baculum?
Now, what is a baculum?
It's the penis bone.
Oh.
Penis bone. Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. Can we work with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what can we work into that?
Does that fit into the breeding room somehow?
Oh, I've got a broken dick.
Oh, well, Jesus. We're full circle, cock and balls.
Cock and balls.
So, look, I really like, Tom, your general like overview of it, of starting from one place and then getting to another and having to go through the forest until you've built up like a defense big enough to fight them off for good. Like, I think that could work really well.
Construction deconstruction thing could be kind of cool. Maybe when you first set off from your first place, there's only so much you can pack and carry with you. So you have to then sacrifice a few elements of your city. But if you've done enough scouting, you'll know that the next location doesn't support a particular type of building or a type of resource or whatever. So you can just be like, ah, fuck it, I can just get rid of that. That's fine. And then in the next location, you start stronger than you did when you first started. So you're able to expand even further and maybe create more mole wagons to carry future things.
Well, the mole wagons could be like other creatures that you meet. Like that could be a certain kind of creature would be ones that might help you, or that you could enslave or do something, you know, so that you can
enslave.
Carry more stuff. Yeah. I feel like you should be able to like be an enemy of the forest if you want to.
I just need to know what creature could a mole subdue.
I mean, maybe these are badgers then. Maybe that's what it needs to be.
How low in the food chain is mole, and how is it not the very bottom?
Surely it can have
a
worm.
A worm would be, because, you know, it can paralyze it.
I think a lot of worms could take a mole.
Which you mean lots at once, or lots of...
One thing I did find in my deep mole research is that when they go to eat earthworms, they clamp them in their hands and pull them through. And it squeezes out any dirt from the worm that the worm has eaten.
That's kind of cute. I like moles now.
What's interesting
like
is that...
they squeeze worms.
They're clasping their tiny
little
hands.
You should see their little paws. They're adorable. They look like little bear paws.
I should probably Google
the
mole.
Just Google mole paws.
Badgers do also eat earthworms. So is it a battle over some earthworms?
Oh, fuck that. Sorry, I just saw the star-nosed mole.
Yeah, so
I don't want to
talk about the star-nosed mole.
Is I don't want to play it as a mole.
It can sleep.
No, it can find. It can detect something quicker than the human eye can.
Great.
So it detects something through its smell.
I don't want it.
through its,
through its taste
quicker than
its mandibles.
The human eye.
That's disgusting.
It's fucking
like
gross,
if,
right?
It's like if for people who want to try it at home, if you take your the bottoms of your hands,
yeah, connect your wrists together,
and then put them in front of your nose, you look like a star mouth.
That would save you from Googling. It kind of looks like the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
What it does mean is that we've got a pre-built class system for all of our moles. So, you know, this one's going to be a better scout, maybe, because it
that
can,
is a good scout, but also... You know,
tentacle the place to death. I don't
can
know.
We pick a different animal? Let's just pick mice.
Mice? Well, surely a mole could have a mouse if it wanted to.
Have a mouse?
Yeah.
You mean like take a mouse or
take one
or have it as like a bride?
Just go and have a mouse.
Do whatever it wants. Beat the shit out of it.
Mice are mice, you know?
Yeah.
Mice are
doing
fine.
Their own thing.
Moles? They've got star noses. It's fucking weird.
Not all of them do.
Just the star ones. Look, we're out of time to debate
together
how good or bad moles are.
Mice work together as well. They don't fucking kill each other.
Do they?
Like moles do. I don't know, probably.
Rats. You could have a rat king.
Rat colony.
Just a rat king.
Have you seen a rat king?
I've seen a rat. Well, no, I've seen images of a rat king.
Oh, God. Oh, no, that's also fucked. I don't want no rats.
I can very much imagine some anthropomorphized moles, you know, doing their building thing in the forest. Great. Send the mole out. Scout ahead. That's the path that you want your little trail of moles to take, get deeper into the forest. All good. It sounds like, and you know, the magic along the way, power up your moles, get far-seeing moles when they find the magic carrot.
The moles we met along the way.
So yeah, it does make sense.
Chris?
I mean, again, I'll throw
Can you recap
that.
The game?
I can recap my version of it.
Sure. Let's see how close we are.
Alex is moving into the forest from a point. In my one, you always have a base of operations, but you can spread out and make little townships that could feed back to, but you need to have these pre-planned either tunnels that you build yourself underground or you go overground. There's the risk of predators. 12 natural predators moles have: snakes, foxes, coyotes, weasels, skunks, badgers, owls, hawks, buzzards, blue herons, cats and dogs.
Orcs?
Owls and hawks. Sorry, I said those
hawks.
Very close together.
Orcs, okay.
Probably orcs too.
I thought orcs were actually in, and like for some reason a part of the entire world I just didn't know about. Orcs are real, and I just didn't know. I just always thought they were fantasy.
They live in New Zealand. So you would create these networks of towns to feed back to like the main town, which you have to defend. Rather than move, so you do have to move into the forest, but you can, as long as you're sending supplies back through, like, you know, the routes that you choose to go through. But there's a cost for doing above, there's a cost for doing below.
Okay.
And it's just gathering resources. I don't know what resources moles use for currency.
Worms, mud, shit, twigs, leaves.
Stones. I feel like having currency that you can trade
pebbles.
With other people in the forest. You know, the different creatures in the forest need different things.
That's the thing that enticed me was this whole you can build the relationships with the different creatures of the forest, and you find out what they like. You can either choose to put that resource into your town, or you can spend it on trying to forge alliances and get them to join you.
Yeah. And maybe certain alliances
help you in some
are going to mean that you can't, like, you're going to rule out having alliances with other kinds of creatures because they're at war with each other or they don't like each other. Mm. I think there's
you can either be horrible moles and just chop the fucking forest down and build loads of cool shit.
I think
or
it'd be
you can
hard.
Like become one with the forest.
It'd be hard to be a good mole. Fuck moles.
You have a very horrible bias against moles.
I just saw the star-faced one and I don't like him at all now.
Right. All right, Tom, what if this was just with badgers instead? What are your thoughts
I love
on the
it.
Game?
Wonderful, 100%. Really, really cool, actually. I think in terms of like that version of the game where it's settle and deconstruct and move and settle and deconstruct and move, I think you've got that time pressure of I have to pack up all my shit and move again within X amount of days or whatever. Mm-hmm. In that time, I want to, you know, create resource gatherers as quickly as I can. Maybe the local fauna and flora. You can, you know what's nearby and you know the requirements to get them on side in that time. Do you want to waste your time trying to do that instead?
Yeah.
Or not waste your time doing it. If you achieve it, great. They join you in the next city and carry on in your roving band of badgers, not moles. And I think that could be kind of cool, like that constant threat, right? I have 10 days. I need to do this, 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 and this before I get to the next thing. If I don't do that, then maybe I have to survive a couple of days of fighting off these guys. Maybe you get really powerful early on and you're like, actually, I can survive some time, you know, like fending off these this horde,
yeah,
before I have to pack up and move again. And that will give you more time to get more resources from this one particular area that you might not have access to in the next place. Or even an ally that you're so close to getting, and you're like, if I just stay for one more day, they'll join me and I can carry on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think that could be kind of cool. It does mean there is an immediate end game to it and a particular story and progression to it, which you might not want as a city builder, but it's more of a strategy game in this sense. I think that could be cool. I think there is something there, just as long as it's not fucking moles.
Moles.
I'm happy to concede moles.
I've learned so much about moles today and I don't like any of it.
All right, look, I think, yeah, for me, that progression feels really good. And like, I don't mind, like, I think I'm totally happy for it to just have an end, like an end game. I suppose I was just worried that people naturally assume that it shouldn't because of the kind of game that it is. But I think it's different now.
Each run is different because it is a roguelike, and each time you start, you can choose different perks and relics to go in with that completely augment the game. This time, your moles have glasses.
It's cave blazers.
No fog of war.
All right, yeah, I think yeah, that general flow of game like feels really cool to me. I feel like, James, like I'm one in your camp in terms of, for me, the thing that's exciting is, the most exciting is just exploring and visit, like building these relationships with all the different like denizens of the forest, all the things that are in there, whether it's good or bad, and what you do to the forest, the impact that you have and how that affects your game later on. So yeah, I don't know, like I'm sure other people have other ideas. Like, if you're listening and you have other ideas and you would like to, maybe you've got some ideas of European folklore creatures that we can put in the forest. Well, maybe you hate,
never even got, yeah, to that.
Maybe you
point.
Hate moles and badgers, and you think it should
maybe
be something,
yeah,
else.
Yeah, maybe find some kind of hard palette swap that fits with the fact of the world, but also sits nicely with the construction and roving element of this game.
Where can they tell us land, that?
They can tell us at Pitch Please Pod without any vowels on Twitter, or maybe in the reviews for the podcast. Or maybe in my personal email.
Yeah, email Tom.
yimmyamo@gmail.com.
Nice.
Man, don't email should, that. I don't know who that is.
We should try and make that. We'll check it quickly.
Sorry, yimmyamo@gmail.com. You're about to get one email.
So,
if we're lucky.
If you like this, let us know. Let us know what you would do to it to make it better or different, or how you would want to play it. And also, if you like listening to this podcast and do stuff that people who listen to podcasts and like them do, which is like, what, liking it, following it, following it on Spotify and leaving comments.
Follow us on Spotify. Follow us all individually on Twitter. Don't email yimmyyammer@gmail.com. It is a real email address and it's not ours.
Have you just tested it?
I just tested it. Nice. So they're about to get two emails, one off me and one off someone suggesting changes to our weird They Are Badgers game.
Someone made a Yimmy Yammer email once you first said it at the beginning of the year.
Well, if so, thanks.
Thanks.
Not it's the way you support
Hugo
us.
Choice,
if you can support us in other ways than flooding the Gmail servers with redundant Gmail accounts based on weird puns that we've made,
they've got enough money.
That'd be great.
That's
true.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. And until next time, well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go learn about moles.
How much more is there to learn about moles?
Mole money, mole problems.
Boo! Boo!